This is Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Tonight is the first time in this long and storied rivalry that the two will meet on Thanksgiving, and it's fitting then that this is the first Thanksgiving Day game at Lambeau Field.
Brett Favre's number four up on the north facade of Lambeau Field next to Reggie White.
Throws again, and it's intercepted at the 45-yard line. Tracy Porter on third down and goal. Rodgers under pressure, gets away, throws, and it's dropped in the end zone. James Jones, the Chicago Bears, heavy underdogs, will have come into Lambeau Field on a night that Brett Favre gets his number retired and pulled off a pretty stunning upset.
I believe that was the biggest win of the John Fox era, was it not?
I think so.
On Thanksgiving night, then when they retired Brett Favre's number, remember Bart Starr was brought in as well on the golf cart?
One of the things, because we've seen just a whole litany of different Bears-Packers highlights. One that I saw last night that stunk. I forget the year. You're better at this than me. Don't you remember? It was week 17. Winner wins the division. It was at Soldier Field.
Oh, yeah.
And final play of the game.
Year one of Trestman.
Yes. And Aaron Rodgers breaks contain. Julius Peppers, the future Hall of Famer. Instead of...
Was that Randall Cobb?
Yes. Instead of maintaining, you know, contain, he came in flat. Favre went around him and then found Randall Cobb running down the sideline by himself, or maybe it was more towards the middle of the field, but completely broken coverage. So you had broken contain and broken coverage, a play that just broke your heart.
Do you remember what else happened in that game that was just inexcusable? Inexcusable. It happened before that, and it sort of turned the tide.
Was it a penalty?
No, it was not a penalty. It was a fumble. It was a fumble, and nobody
picked it up.
Picked it up on the Bears. Lance Briggs stared at it, right?
Yeah.
After years of getting taught by Lovey any ball, even if it's incomplete, go pick it up. And then someone on the Packers picked it up. And
what year was that?
That was the same game, I thought.
Yes,
was it?
You're right,
Miller,
Sylvie.
Am I right? Wasn't it the same game?
You're absolutely right. That was 2013. Earl Boykin was the receiver for the Packers that picked it up when, like you said, three Bears players stared at it.
And Mellor didn't, like, the winner, the Packers won, so they won the division.
Yeah.
The
right.
Bears went home and didn't go to the
season. And then Trestman became a joke the next year and got fired.
It was week 17, and Rodgers, remember, was hurt because I believe Shea McClellan had basically knocked him out for a good majority of the season, right? And then the Packers came in 7-7-1. The Bears were 8-7, and the Packers won to win the division.
I saw that play, and you know how much I liked Julius Peppers as a player. I saw the play develop, and I started to scream, you know,
yesterday.
At Peppers. Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yes, going, no, no, because, I mean, Julius was such a great player, but he came in so flat, and you see everything developing, and it just takes you back to just a horrible, heartbreaking play.
We're live at Binney's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park, an hour away from giving away our first pair of tickets for tonight's game, courtesy of Miller Lite. 520 will give away another pair. So if you're in the Lincoln Park area, this used to be Barstool Big Cat's old stomping grounds in this area.
I'm surprised he's not here for the game and here for his hit with us.
Let's bring him in right now. Barstool Big Cat brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views, Manscaped. Visit manscaped.com and Dude Wipes. So are you in New York or did you come in?
I'm in New York. Why you guys hurt me like that? They're working me like a dog here. I'm working like 1 in the morning every single night. So I need to be I'm basically the Clydesdales that's running around with the cart behind it. That's Barstool behind me, and I'm just getting whipped, so I have to be here.
How would you describe your emotions heading into this big game tonight?
Well, I was actually feeling unbelievable until I listened to the last 3 minutes where you guys just decided to go down the worst memories possible. And you know what? I'll add on to it. I am a superstitious guy. I had a bad omen this week, like a black cat walking in front of you when you're walking around the street, or if you're the Cubs. Chris Conte followed me on Twitter.
Oh, no. Just this week he started?
On Twitter. But speaking of Linkin Park, that game, I was actually talking about it the other day. I was watching it at Sedgwick's, which I think is no longer around, But, yeah, Chris Conti followed me on Twitter, and, yeah, that's not a good omen. But I feel good.
Don't you remember the Chris Conti story when he was getting tweeted, but they were really tweeting like the weather guy in Tennessee?
Yes, that was fantastic. Yeah, every time Chris Conti, he was the Bears' lead. I think a lot of people joked about it, but my friends and I always joked that he led the team in tickles because he would always get really close up to a guy and never actually finish the tackle.
That's the best line of the year.
Yeah.
And the football season hasn't even kicked off.
Led the team in tickles. Yeah, why haven't you ever told us that?
I don't know. I got a lot of things in my brain. They come out every now and then. So, yeah, he was the team leader in tickles.
You speak of bad omens. I showed Abdallah. He came over to Benny's here in Lincoln Park with me, and Sylvie was right behind us. There was a dead bird outside, and I pointed it out to both of them, and I said to them, I said, is this an omen, good, bad, or indifferent? And I don't know. How would you interpret that?
I think, isn't it if a bird defecates on you, that's a good omen? So maybe, I think someone's got to grab that bird
and
see if there's anything left. You know, like when you have a heart attack and you let it all release, maybe we can get something out of that bird.
You know, those things, Big Cat, like the bird pooping on you being good luck, it raining on your wedding day, those were all made up by people who had that happen to them so they could spin it. It's spin zone. You've invented spin zone. You know it.
Correct. It is. Gamblers are very dumb by nature, and that's speaking from a very dumb gambler myself. I will look for omens. I will look for superstitions. We got DirecTV finally in our office. The DirecTV popped up literally just out of nowhere in the middle of the day, like last week. The TV just went on, like manna from heaven.
Oh, boy.
And I needed the Houston Astros' first five run line, and they were playing the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Tampa Bay Rays pitcher walked four guys in a row. I won the bet, and I have declared that DirecTV is now good luck. I'm going to have the best season of my life.
All right, we'd like to invite you into our bet. We just made a bet, and you can have a piece of it if you want. It's a Chicago over Wisconsin wager.
Ooh,
it's so a parlay.
What's that payout? Are we parlaying? By the way, I don't want to, it's football season. It's opening day for football season. But how stupid is MLB not to have that game being played at like 3 o'clock?
Right.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. They should have that, and then it go right into the football game. But I'm in on it.
Want a piece of that? We'll break that up into four pieces.
It's plus 330, Big Cat, and I think we have to have the Cubs win on the run line, right, Abdallah?
Yeah, we have the Cubs minus a run and a half, and then the Bears minus three, and that pays the plus 330.
Come on, that's a layup, right?
Yeah, this is good. I like this. Why don't we just toss in the Astros, too? They're going to win by more than
As long as we're watching on DirecTV.
Right.
What do you make of the Bears being just a 3-point favorite at home to kick off this season?
The Bears, like, hate that is kind of, not hate, but criticism that's come around from the national media is baffling to me. The only thing I can think about is we have gone so long now without football. We've gotten the longest you can go without a football game being played. So everyone has spent that time dissecting everything that could go wrong with the Bears. When no one is saying, hey, what about all the things that could go right with the Bears? The fact that this team that won the division last year that was looking like a Super Bowl caliber team essentially has everyone back. The only difference really is a different kicker and a different defensive coordinator. There's no other big changes. So I think it's one of those things where it's paralysis by analysis, where people are trying to find the bad things for the Bears when the minute the game starts tonight, I think we will all, national media, Bears fans know this, the national media, the national fan, fans out there will realize, oh yeah, this Bears defense is out of this world. And I think that will click, and people will feel very dumb very quickly.
Now maybe Meller will bring this back tomorrow morning, and it will sound foolish. But Waddle and I were talking at the pre-show fist fight, and like a couple other people hit on this morning, I think Shefty did on Get Up, that David Montgomery, we believe, is going to be not good, but great. And, like, I don't think the national people understand that not only can Trubisky get better, but I think it's a better fit running back-wise. Allen Robinson is a year healthier, and I think the defense is in its prime. So, like, I think the Bears got better, not worse, and I don't think what happened to the Jaguars is going to happen to the Bears.
Yeah, I'd agree with you, and it's a great point with David Montgomery. Really, the only thing you can point to is the defensive coordinator position, and is what is the downgrade from Vic Fangio to Chuck Pagano? People think that it's, you know, enormous. I think it will probably be, there will be a difference. Vic Fangio would, you've heard it from coaches around the NFL. He was the toughest guy to game plan against. I don't think Chuck Pagano is that level, but I also think Chuck Pagano is pretty competent. I mean, he was, you know, with the Ravens for a very long time. He had a head coaching position. I don't think this is like, hey, we're just throwing someone out there who was a linebackers coach last year and hoping it's not going to be Mel Tucker who's right. going to come out here and be coaching the defense. I think we're going to be okay.
All right. Bad move or boss move Ooh. By Eddie Pinheiro, who oh. we found out today, a restaurant in Wheeling, a suburb out here, is advertising a meet and greet with Eddie on Tuesday, right?
Right. For like $29.99, you get like salad, pasta, and a meet and greet with Eddie Pinheiro.
Regardless, Eddie has not even kicked one time in a regular season NFL game, and a local restaurant is already advertising a meet and greet with Eddie Pinheiro. Sylvie and I are over here suggesting that if he goes 0-3 tonight, he may not even be on the roster at that point. Boss move or bad move by a rookie kicker?
Boss move, because I'd assume the check is already cleared, and that's all that matters. Eddie Pinheiro is probably a smart guy. He's saying, look, if things go bad, I'm probably not going to be a kicker anymore. Might as well get the money right now. Let's get as many meet and greets as we can do, get them on the books, and we'll figure it out later.
It's a, yeah, I'm reading this. It's a Tuesday, September 10th.
There's that's a, next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. My birthday, by the way, so if you want to buy me a present...
I'm going to get you a seat at the Eddie Pinheiro meet and greet.
$29.99 at Serenello's, which will get me a buffet-style dinner with some of Serenello's favorites and the meet and greet with Eddie Pinheiro. That's a deal right there.
That's a deal, and let me put it this way. If I told you guys that there's a chance you don't have a job on Monday, but before you don't have a job on Monday, we can sign you up for like a $10,000 appearance fee on Tuesday, 10, you wouldn't 000. Do it?
There's no way Eddie Pinheiro getting your appearance fee is higher.
He's getting a free buffet, which is worth it.
That's great.
I can't imagine that is very well received up at Hallis Hall right now when they found that out.
Can you imagine?
They wouldn't even let him kick field goals in the final preseason game. They were so scared to let him go out there and do something wrong. And now all of a sudden you get a $29.95 buffet ticket for a meet and greet?
Listen.
What the hell is going on?
If it goes south with Eddie Pinheiro tonight, let's just hope that his meet and greet in Wheeling doesn't conflict with his Good Morning America appearance.
Oh, no.
Be due next week at some point.
Brian tweeted this earlier. I retweeted it. Wanted to get your thoughts on it. He wrote, bad dad or super Bears fan? Second son was born last night. Everyone is healthy. Have tickets to the box for tonight's game. Wife gave me the okay. Should I go?
Ooh, I think you should go. First of all, there's some things that are at play here, and you guys are have more than one child. I'm just a one child owner as right now, but I would say second child, it changes it, right? I would assume the second child, you know what you're doing. It's like, hey, we've done this before, we've got a little practice, and I think you go. But you know that is something that's a check that you are going to have to cash later on. Like, it's going to be Godfather style. At some point, your wife is going to ask you for a favor, and you will not be able to say no.
I think the first thing is you have to determine if your wife's the type of... I've been married for 27 years now. I know my wife by the tone. If she says, yeah, go. Yeah, whatever you want. You can tell by the tone whether or not it's a safe move or it's not a safe move.
Well, is that a good... With the way you just said it, is that...
No.
That's her putting up a red light.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you should be able to know after a period of time with your best gal whether or not a yes is a yes or a yes is a, if you want to, you get a foot in your rear end type of yes.
Right. It's like if there was a word should, if she was like, yeah, you should go. That's you should go. If it's a go. Go ahead. That's bad.
The day after a birth, you're still in the hospital. You've got nurses waiting on you left and right.
there's everything going on. What can a dad do there except, like, just
support the mom if the mom is in need of some support?
Well,
I'm just saying.
That's what happens when you go home, man. Right. And now you're responsible for the child. They got doctors. They got nurses.
Can we change the name of the show to Waddle and Flintstone? I mean, are you in the – I mean, really? Are you?
She said yes, though.
Well, I'm with you there. I'm just telling you, you must be able to interpret the value of the yes.
Yes, it's the interpreting the value of the yes, and like I said, you should go, but you have to know this is now, it's a savvy move by the wife, because she is essentially saying, I have this over you for as long as I want to. It's like, you know, being like, hey, I'm two for flinching, I'm not going to punch you right now, but I'll punch you at some point in the next 3 months, and you don't know when it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
She can bring that card out and be like, you went to the Bears game when your son was 2 years old, or 2 days old.
Yeah. Okay, I got another boss move or bad move question
for
you.
I like this, a new segment.
And it pertains to you. Drafting Eddie Pinheiro as your kicker on your fantasy team, which your general manager and our show league did, is that a boss move or a bad move?
I like it. That's the confidence. We're just trying to boost up our guy. I don't know who drafted him. We picked a listener, but I like that. You got to show some confidence in our guy. We can't go in scared tonight. We can't go in expecting the worst.
I'm actually thinking he's going to be okay. I have confidence that Eddie Pinheiro may, and again, I may be dead wrong. I got the Bears winning convincingly tonight, and Eddie Pinheiro is going to be fine. I may be on the air tomorrow going, oh, my God, I can't believe we got beat by 20 and Eddie Pinheiro was 0 for 9. But I feel pretty confident that he's got the ability to do this job, and he may find a home here.
Do you know what I'm excited about? When Eddie Pinheiro lines up for his first kick tonight, if that thing goes through, we will get a Hall of Fame all-time sarcastic cheer from the fans at Soldier Field. And there's nothing better in sports when you can sense the humor in the cheer.
Oh, yeah. I think beers could go up in the air.
And conversely, if he misses the kick, Twitter may break.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the groan. Yeah, the groan will be palpable.
Yeah.
Okay, now to the AB stuff. For the people just getting into their car who may not know what's going on, and I don't know if anyone truly knows what's going on, including John Gruden. AB got into it, Antonio Brown, with Mike Mayock at practice yesterday. And it didn't get physical, but Antonio Brown threatened to punch him in the face. And then he punted a football. So now they're saying that they could suspend him, or he's on his way to being suspended.
There will be an announcement, they're saying, at some point today.
John, they had a quick press conference with Mike Mayock. I don't know if you can play that for me here, audio man. But then when John Gruden spoke, John Gruden said, I'm tired of talking about the same guy. There will be an announcement, whatever that is, whether he's suspended or whether they're going to try and void his contract. Do you have that, Meller, before we get back to Big Cat?
Antonio Brown's not in the building today. He won't be practicing. I don't have any more information for you right now. And when I have some and it becomes appropriate, you guys all get it. I promise you. But that's it for today. Thank you.
Before we get to the Bears portion of this, Big Cat, how do you sort of sort through the mess?
Okay, I don't know what your guys' take is on this, but I have a very firm one, and it's probably not going to be popular, but I blame Mike Mayock 100% here, because Antonio Brown has done nothing outside of what we expected. Antonio Brown was you know, crazy and not a great teammate with the Steelers. Remember when he filmed Mike Tomlin's press conference on Facebook Live? Yeah. Like, he does these things. And you knew when you traded for him that you were going to get the bad with the good. And because they have not played a game yet, it's all been bad. Once they start playing, it will even out a little, because he's one of the best receivers, if not the best receiver in the NFL. But for Mike Mayock to expect anything different is crazy, because you are the general manager. You made this move. And to be totally honest with you, I think they shouldn't have fined him. And I know that some people will say, well, it's football and everyone's treated the same. Guess what? That's not how the world works. People who produce at a different level, they get treated differently. Guys on teams that might, you know, be all-stars or all-pros, they probably have different rules than everyone else. And you could say, like, oh, well, Bill Belichick. If you've read anything about Bill Belichick with the New York Giants, Lawrence Taylor would show up like, you know, with handcuffs on because he was partying all night. Guess what? He would still play the next day. So there are people and athletes in all walks of life where if you produce at such a high level, the rules are going to be a little bit different for you. And I think it's Mike Mayock's fault here trying to send a message or whatever it may be and expecting Antonio Brown to be any different than what we already knew he would be.
All right, Big Cat, hold that thought because I want to bring that because you'll want to know this too, and I don't think it's going to be good. But Jesse has just called in. I guess there's breaking Cubs news involving Craig Kimbrell. Jesse, tell Big Cat what's going on.
Yeah, not good. Not good for the ninth inning. Craig Kimbrell going to the injured list with elbow inflammation. Ugh. So last time it was the knee, now it's the elbow. Much more of a worrisome area of the body, obviously. And they did an MRI. He felt something on Sunday in his last appearance, and it showed inflammation. Nothing structurally wrong. And Theo, you know, sort of opined that maybe the late start for him has affected him with the knee and then this elbow thing here. And he's not worried long-term, but he is worried right now. He goes on the IL, and that enables them to bring David Bodie back up. Now, they think it's a minimal stay. He'll be eligible next Thursday because it's retroactive to Monday, but it's not good news. I mean, every game is important here. They get Brian and Baez back in the lineup, but Craig Kimbrell down for the next week with elbow inflammation.
Jesse, thanks. Big Cat.
Bad. Bad. I don't know what else to say. I mean, the Cubs are in a fight. It's every single day. There's a bunch of teams. And I think the Diamondbacks scare me. And, you know, the Mets have obviously fallen off. But you're still trying to catch the Cardinals here, and especially with a series against the Brewers. If this is lopsided, with the Brewers win 3 out of 4 or somehow sweep, this becomes a totally different picture on Monday morning. And when you don't have an already weak bullpen gets weaker, that's bad, real bad.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't take any comfort even from the president of baseball ops saying, well, we don't think it's that.
No.
When you hear inflammation in an elbow with your clothes, or the first thing that goes to your brain is not good.
I remember the president saying, oh, Moro will be fine.
Right.
Yeah. These are the injuries that, especially this late in the season, if we were having this conversation in May, I'd be like, great, fine. He can sit down for a month. He'll be fine. But this, you're crazy to think this won't be a lingering thing through all of September and then hopefully through October, but that will probably be the case.
All right.
All right, back to your Antonio Brown question. I know that you can't wait to ask Big Cat.
All right, so if they do release him and they do screw this thing up and he's a free agent, you want the Bears to sign him?
No. Everything I just said, no. I mean, he has made it very clear that he's going to play by his own rules, and I would not want to mess with a young quarterback in Mitch Trubisky and a guy who might not buy into what the Bears are doing. I think it's one of those situations that if you wanted Antonio Brown, you have to have a quarterback head coach situation that is very firm, very like controllable. Not saying it's not with the Bears, but you know what I mean? Like I'm talking like New Orleans, Antonio Brown could go to Pittsburgh. Antonio Brown could go to New England. Like there's a few teams that could handle it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I know that it's not optimal. You go back. He was 9 years. He was with Pittsburgh. I can understand how that relationship frayed. I always ask the question: is the juice worth the squeeze? He had almost 1,300 yards receiving and 15 touchdowns last year. In the right situation, I think the answer to that question is yes. Maybe not every situation, as you just said, Big Cat, but I think, for a guy who works as hard as he does and is as talented as he is, somebody's going to overlook the enormous headache that he can be on a consistent basis as well.
Oh, absolutely. There would be a bunch of teams that would line up, and probably even the Bears. Ryan Pace would probably see it as a calculated risk. I'm just saying, from a fan's perspective, Antonio Brown is who he is. And if you want to bring him in, that's fine, but you also have to expect that it will blow up in your face just like it has for the Raiders.
What's your final score for tonight?
Final score, Bears 24, Packers 17.
All right. Ooh,
I got 23-16.
Wait, can I end with one thing? I alluded to it on Twitter, but I have to break your heart, Sylvie. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Are you ready for it?
I just got the Kimbrell news. What's coming here?
Okay, so we talked last week about how we all were going to text Jay Cutler and see if he'd text us back.
All right.
Yeah. He didn't text me back until yesterday. So it took about 6 days. And what I had originally texted him was, hey, great to hear you on Waddle and Sylvie. Great to have you back in the mix. And he responded, are you ready for it?
I'm not in the mix, I bet.
He said, thanks. Tommy makes it easy.
That's totally that. I wouldn't expect anything else.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't, so I knew it wouldn't fully break your heart, but I got a chuckle out of that.
We were hoping that he would stop by here, Benny's in Lincoln Park. We were hoping.
Yeah. Hopefully people cheer for him tonight.
Yeah, that, if they show him on the screen, that's for sure. Hey, Big Cat, great stuff. Go Bears.
Thanks, Big Cat.
Yeah, bear down, guys. We'll talk next week.
There you go, Barstow Big Cat, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Manscaped, visit manscaped.com, and Dude Wipes. All right, so Jeff Garland's going to join us coming up next.
Does he know the Cubs news?
We'll tell him. If he doesn't, he may be listening to us, knowing that he likes the show, and he listens to us on the app in L.A., but he's going to the game tonight. He's got Bears season tickets now. We'll talk to him. We'll hear from Al Michaels. It's all next. We're live at Binney's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park. Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Waddle and Sylvie. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on ESPN Chicago.
We're four wide here on third and goal. Again, the pump fake, and this time he will get sacked, lose the ball, and Mac took the ball away.
What do you have to do? You have to help. So they give him some help. And then he comes in. He jams the receiver. He comes in, gets rid of the tackle blocker, takes the football, makes a little withdrawal on the check that he was given by the Chicago Bears. Welcome to Chicago. These are the kind of plays that we have seen from Khalil Mack year after year.
19. And this time he's going to go down. It's going to be picked off by Mack. Mack with the interception. And Mack will take it all the way in for a touchdown.
Ed Werder had a great tweet today regarding the Antonio Brown situation. You know, this is the Raiders did not want to keep Khalil Mack. And maybe it was just because they could not afford him.
Yeah.
And they did not have the cash like Mike Tirico said.
Which is crazy, but it's true.
And Khalil Mack is one of those guys who you don't really hear from. You just see him. What's the saying about, speak softly and carry a big stick?
Yes. Well, that was Teddy Roosevelt, wasn't it? Wasn't that said about Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, yes. That's Khalil Mack, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
He speaks softly and he carries a big stick.
Yeah.
But Antonio Brown speaks loudly. And
carries a big stick.
Yeah, he's a big stick too. But sometimes the speak loudly gets you out of Pittsburgh, and who knows what the Raiders are going to do, if they're going to suspend him or get rid of him. And that's the breaking news today. But having Khalil Mack in the NBC highlight right there from game one, that didn't end well, but we knew we had a star.
Made you feel warm and fuzzy.
Yes, it does. And can't wait for today. And I'll never forget Jeff Garland in studio with us in the First Midwest Bank studio. He's been there a couple of times since the last Bears season. And he said to us how excited he was to have his own Bears season tickets. And they are great seats. And he's all aboard the Bears train, and he's in town right now, I believe on his way to the game. Our good friend from the Goldbergs, from Curb Your Enthusiasm, star comedian, Jeff Garland, joining Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. Are you in the car on the way to the game right now?
I'm in the car on the way to that NFL Plaza thing. That's where I am. Hey, why the hell are you at Binney's Beverage Depot? Now, I'm nothing against Binney's Beverage Depot, but when it comes to me going to the Bears game and you guys want me to come in, Binney's Beverage Depot, what are you thinking?
We have a room full of Bears fans.
I know.
Who are drinking Miller Lite. Let Jeff Garland hear you. There you go. You hear that? They're happy to be at Binney's Beverage Depot.
Food, beverage, and friends.
Everybody in the world is happy to be at Binney's Beverage Depot, except when they're trying to beat traffic getting to Chicago Bears game.
Who is lucky enough to be your guest at the game tonight with all those fantastic tickets?
My brother, Michael Garland, and my former brother-in-law, but great friend, Mark Cahan.
Awesome.
So you're still with the brother-in-law?
I love him. I love my ex. I'm a happy guy.
I got to tell you, Carmen DeFalco, along with me, Adam Abdallah, and his wife, we could not have loved your special for Netflix. And I know it's not on Netflix yet, but we were there for the filming. What a great job you did, and what a fun show it was.
Well, I'm so happy that I did it in Chicago. It worked out well. And, you know, the name of it is Our Man in Chicago.
Very nice. When is it coming out on Netflix?
I don't even know. I don't know yet. I'll know, like, today or tomorrow. Maybe January, maybe sooner.
Okay, good.
Maybe we'll all get together here at Benny's Beverage Depot.
Let me announce that. In preparation for Benny's, for my special, I will be either by myself or with you guys broadcasting.
That's awesome.
I'll see you at Benny's Beverage Depot. That's where a fella opens up his Netflix show.
Absolutely.
At Benny's Beverage Depot.
By the way, did you hear the bad Cubs news?
The police officers are looking at me. I'm very suspicious as I'm walking in. I'm on ESPN right now. It's very exciting. I'm very successful. Please, don't stop me. What do I need to show you? Anything? All right.
You okay?
Look, Amasquita is here. Officer Amasquita is here. He's in from District 10 on Ogden, which is a tough district. Look at him just standing there. I just walked past him. He gave me the finger, and so did all the other Chicago cops. They told me to get out of town now.
I'm making up, obviously.
They're all gentlemen. All right, what?
Did you hear the bad Cubs news?
What Cubs news?
So Craig Kimbrell is back on the injured list now with a swollen elbow.
You're a liar.
No, it just broke.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm coming back to town to go to the Cardinals games. But holy crap, that's just a bunch of... Oh, that stinks.
It's a bunch of crap.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's depressing.
How do you feel about this Cubs team, Jeff? Down, what, three
games? Can I just tell you something? No kidding around. This is the weirdest year I ever remember.
Right.
This is a weird, weird year. Sometimes we look like we're going to destroy everyone in the universe, including the Dodgers. And then other times, holy crap, what the heck's going on? We win 7-1, and the next day we lose 1-0. What the heck's going on? What
next
a weird...
2 days. They didn't score for the next 2 days after winning 7-1.
It's very sad.
All right, on a more positive note, you're going to get a chance to see our favorite football team tonight take on their arch rival. How confident are you?
Wait a minute, hold on a second here. Are you the former wide receiver of that said team?
I could be, maybe. Depends.
Yes, you are.
Do you like
Tom Waddle, man? I love watching you play. I'm going to bring that up every time. You know, you're a damn good broadcaster, but you were even a better Chicago Bear.
God bless you,
Jeff. Oh, that's good.
That's very kind of you to say. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So
do you feel good about this year's Bears team?
I feel with the Cubs, what we just talked about, it's like everyone is in agreement. It's not anything. So everyone knows our entire season is based on Trubisky's accuracy. Because the dude gets away from the rush. The dude is very confident at the line. I have great confidence in him in general. But the whole key to the team is whether or not he can throw the ball accurately. And if he does, I mean, I don't know who's going to stop us.
It's a good point.
That's good analysis right there, too. Are you wearing a jersey? What do you dress like when you go to a game?
I have a T-shirt, a Gale Sayers T-shirt from the good people of Roots at Fight. It's a really cool T-shirt. And then I have a Chicago Bears sweatshirt. Made by a company with 40 in the name.
Nice.
47. A 40. With, by the way, in my opinion, the best logo in all sports is the bear growling bear. Is the coolest logo in all of sports. That's my opinion.
Are you going to stop by? I don't know if you know. I'm sure you do. That they unveiled the George Halas and the Walter Payton statues this week. Any chance you'll stop by and check them out?
By the way, any chance I'd say a great chance if I can get near them. I imagine they'll be surrounded by people. But sure, I have season tickets. I'm going to make sure I get a picture by both. I took a picture, you know, I was here this morning doing the NFL Network, their morning show, and they have bobbleheads of players and coaches, and I did a Halas bobblehead thing. It's really cool. I loved it. By the way, there's only one thing more exciting than the 100th anniversary of the NFL, that the Bears playing the Packers, and that's if you can ever afford to spend time at Binney's Beverage Depot. That's where all the action happens.
I knew he was going to say that.
Give us a final score, because that's the way we do this. We have to make a prediction tonight on the record.
37-31.
Wow.
Chicago Bears, yeah.
All right.
And by the way,
points.
The only reason I say 31 for the Green Bay is because of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a freak of nature.
Yes, he is.
Aaron Rodgers destroys us no matter what our defense is. So, but we're going to win, and we're going to pull it out. And my pick for the game to go nuts, Allen Robinson.
Oh, good. Ooh, nice. I like that, too.
Nice.
Hey, Jeff, yeah. It's always great to catch up. All the best, and hopefully we'll get to talk soon.
Gentlemen, I'll be talking to you all through the season, without a doubt. And I'll be hanging out with you whenever my special comes out. We're going to do a special show from Binney's Beverage Depot. There's only one thing you can say more exciting than Binney's Beverage Depot, and that is this.
That's awesome.
Todd Hughes.
Thank you, Jeff.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Goodbye.
There you go. He's Jeff awesome. Garley. You knew, too. You know how he circles back. He's really good with
the plot. He knows how to sell the product,
yeah,
my friend.
Absolutely. All right, we've got What's at Stake in Al Michaels, our conversation with him coming up next.
On a serious note, each year over 300 people die on Illinois roads as a result of buzzed, drunk, or impaired driving crashes. And that means everyone you know, including yourself, are at risk. So please drive responsibly. It really is a matter of life or death. Learn more or share the story of a lost loved one at lifeordeathillinois.com.
And a lot of people keep tweeting saying, hey, what's the latest with Trey Burton? JD will give us that at 5. It's Waddle and Sylvie. We're getting you ready for Bears and Packers. Where are we, Waddle?
Binney's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park.
It's all brought to you by Miller Lite and Lou Malnati's on ESPN 1000.
Bears got a great team this year. They're going to go all the way.
Countdown to kickoff.
You hear that, Ed? Bears. Now you're putting the whole station in jeopardy.
The 100th season of Bears football begins today.
Oh, yeah.
Love that. Yeah, we counted down all summer, starting the spring, really. Bears 100, NFL 100, Bears Packers tonight. We're at Binney's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park. We just made an announcement. Right before 5, we're going to draw for the first pair of tickets courtesy of Miller Lite. Second pair of tickets we'll give away at a little after 5:20. We had Al Michaels on the show. Al's going to have the game tonight on NBC, the legendary voice, Sunday Night Football. And, of course, tonight, Thursday night, they're veering away from the champion as the first game. Remember, to give this 100th anniversary game, we talked to Al about what he is expecting to see from our quarterback, Mitch Trubisky.
Well, I think he took a big step forward last year, as you guys know. He, in his rookie year, had a lot of problems and trouble and all of the rest, getting his feet wet and getting acclimated to what was going on. But I think that With Matt Nagy coming in last year, you saw the difference. I think, too, I expect him to have a really big year, because when you look at what he did last year, he was really good up until he hurt his shoulder. And then he was gone for a couple of games, and he wasn't quite as good after that. So he's healthy. He's doing well right now physically. We were with him. He's got a lot of confidence. He's a smart guy. And, I mean, I see him making progress, making steady progress. Will he be among the elite? I think he has a chance. I really do. We'll find out, and we'll begin to find out this week. But, I mean, he's got a great system around him. You look at his running backs. I like what they've done. I mean, you lose Jordan Howard, but you come up with Mike Davis. They love Montgomery, and we saw Montgomery at practice today, and this kid looks sharp. Tariq Cohen, we know what he can do, the wild card. Maybe more than a wild card, because he can do so many things. The receivers, I mean, last year Robinson wasn't totally healthy. He is right now. So I think he's got a really good group around him. The offensive line seems to be pretty solid and steady. So I like the way they're constructed right now, and we all know about the defense. So you look at the Bears, and it wouldn't surprise anybody to see these guys have another tremendous year.
Al, before we let you go, what is your belief on building in the NFL? And when I ask you that, I mean the Bears. Because a lot of people would say, hey, a good year for the Bears this year would be if they win a playoff game and you win the division. But if you don't win the Super Bowl, it's still, you're building something. Or do you have to strike when the iron's hot in today's NFL because tomorrow is never promised?
They have a great chance this year. But again, there are 32 teams. 31 will not lift the Lombardi Trophy. So the odds against you doing it are substantial. Even the New England Patriots have to, you know, go through the minefield and go into an overtime in Kansas City last year and do what they did and wind up with the number one seed to get home field advantage. So there are so many variables. So I'm not sure, you know, what it means. I mean, every team obviously says, hey, we want to get to the playoffs and then it's a new season. I get it. But the Bears are positioned to really be good. But how good? There are other teams that are also positioned to be very, very good. So first things first, you win your division. Maybe you get that bye would have been gigantic for the Bears last year. You get that bye, and then, you know, you're off to the races, and you only have to win three games instead of four. Hey, by the way, I can't leave you guys without talking to you, because we had one of the greatest meetings we have ever had with a player today, Eddie Pinheiro.
Oh, the kicker, yeah.
Have you guys interviewed him yet or heard him being interviewed?
We have not. We have not interviewed him.
Oh, my God. He has stories, and I'm going to save some of these for the air tomorrow night. Unbelievable. Incredible. Great kid. And we walked out of there going, you know what? We want this kid to go 5 for 5 on Thursday night.
Well, that would be good for all Bears fans. I mean, yeah, that would ease some of the tension.
Al, I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, you've done so many big moments, but the first time Eddie Pinheiro lines up Thursday night, there's going to be like a big sort of murmur in that crowd because every field goal is so big. We don't know if we've got a guy or we don't have a guy.
You think there'll be a murmur for the first one? How about with 2 seconds left on the clock in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
No, I know. We're all scarred for life, believe me. And I'm a Cubs fan.
I'll say he's not a cocky kid, but he's confident. He gets where he is. He knows the history of this whole thing. We couldn't have been more impressed with a guy. Now, how he's going to perform, we don't know. I hope he does well. I mean, he gets it. He's one of those guys that understands where he is. He's thrilled for the opportunity. And this is a guy who, he kicked an 81-yard field goal with the wind in practice somewhere. And it's crazy stuff. And he won a kicking competition at the Nick Saban, you know, kicking tryout camp in Alabama a few years ago. He beat 500 guys. He beat 500 guys. And they offered him a scholarship to Alabama, and he accepted. And then when it came time to sign, to put his name on the dotted line, he said he couldn't do it, and he went to Florida. So the rest of that story for you on Thursday night on
Perfect.
NBC.
That's awesome.
7:10 Central Time.
There you go. There's the great Al Michaels. We had him on the other day, and you'll hear this more of the story later tonight. We told you he's having a meet and greet at a restaurant up in Wheeling on Tuesday.
Yeah, not Al. Eddie Pinheiro.
Eddie Pinheiro's already got a personal appearance. Hey, speaking of great restaurants, what's at stake? It's all brought to you by GT Prime Restaurant from the Boca Restaurant Group, the Restaurateurs of the Year from the James Beard Award, 707 North Well Street, right downtown.
That's like the Lombardi Trophy of restaurateurs, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, it's minimum that.
Yeah.
Like, it is the highest of highs. For more info, visit gtprimerestaurant.com. When you go over there, ask for Chef Giuseppe. He's going to cook you up a great meal. They've got steak. They've got seafood. They've got pasta. Unbelievable desserts. The ambience at GT Prime
is awesome.
They know what they're doing for sure. All right. So what's at stake? We put up a gift card to GT Prime. You put up something that you've got in your collection. And what did someone offer up today, Abdallah?
So we are at the Great Binnie's Beverage Depot, as Jeff Garland told us 30 times. Derek Mercer is putting up a liter bottle of Woodford Reserve Blackbird Personal Selection. So if we win, we might have to like divide that up into a couple water bottles or something to take that home. But I mean, if I
a shot before every show,
he wants the Bears minus three. So I mean, if we're gonna lose, it's not the end of the world. Because
I knew we were gonna end up with the Packers at plus three.
Of course,
I knew that.
So the Bears win. The Packers bet.
If the Bears win 21-20, we get the booze and we get the Bears win.
Yeah,
but we also have the bet. Yeah,
we have a parlay.
Listen.
All right. I will tell you about our Chicago parlay that we've got going against Wisconsin tonight. We'll check in with JD. What is Trey Burton doing before this game? Is he going to play? And all the keys as we get down to the nitty-gritty. We're live at Binney's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Lou Malnati's on ESPN 1000.